Spent the better part of a week in prayer and just saying, God, show me something. And I'll share with you some things I'll share with you. I think he showed me about the next president, but I'm not supposed to talk about that, so I'll leave you in the dark.
Probably just as well.
Probably just as well, but I think I know who it's going to be. All right. I'm going to read just what I wrote down, and I'm as if I'm hearing from the Lord these words. Your country will be torn apart by internal stress. A house divided cannot stand. Your president holds a radical view of the direction of your country, which is at odds with the majority. Expect chaos and paralysis. Your president holds a view which is at the odds with the majority. It's a radical view of the future of the country, and so that's why we're having this division. This is a spiritual battle which can only be won by overwhelming prayer. The future of the world is at stake because if America falls, there's no longer a strong champion of freedom and a champion of the oppressed of the world. There must be an urgent call to prayer. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the Lord said, a time of maximum stress and peril, greater than at any time since the CBN ministry began. This country will begin disintegrating. Now, I thought, when did we start this place? I started CBN in I think, 1960. Mm-hmm. We had, you think of all the things that went on. You have the assassination of President, the assassination of Martin Luther King. You've got a war in Vietnam. You've got all these things. He said it's a worse stress than before. So I'm saying, God, let me give you some suggestions, and you tell me if any of them is right. You know, pick one. So I said, is it an EMP blast? No, that isn't it. Is it a cosmic or solar radiation blast? No. Is it the Mayan galaxy alignment? No, it's not that.
Which will shock many.
Is it Iranian or North Korean nuclear threat? No. Is it an earthquake or a volcano? No. Is it a massive power failure? No. What is it? It's an economic collapse. And God said, and I quote, this is not my judgment. They are bringing it upon themselves.